seconds. One time for the underdog. One time for the underdog. Ignition sequence start.
Let me see you put 'em up. Reach the sky, touch the stars up above. Cause it's one time for the underdog. One time for the underdog.
I'm Patrick Bedevia, your host of IATM, and today we're going to talk about a sensitive topic that happens to a lot of kids in schools, but we're going to talk about how this also happens in the world of business, and that is how to deal with bullies.
The idea of bullying came to my mind because last week we were at the mall with my wife and a couple of our friends, and we were doing a photo shoot, and we came out, and I had my two-year-old son with me as well as my younger son, and we came to this playground, and Tico started playing with the other boys. And I had a ball, I was playing with them, everybody was sharing, and I gave it to my son, and I noticed my son didn't want to share it with anybody else. So the other kids he was playing with, they were really okay with him not sharing it, but this one big kid, three-year-old kid came, and he started taking the ball from Tico, and Tico was not happy about it. So he pushed Tico, right? When he pushed Tico, the grandmother came, and automatically my instant reaction is, who is this kid bullying my son? And my son looked at me, and the grandmother, I said, I'm sorry, can you hang tight for one moment? I want my son to go through this himself and see how he reacts. He looked back at me to get, you know, validation that, Dad, what should I do? I said, maybe you ought to share the ball with him. So they sat there and they started sharing the ball, and everything kind of worked out. It was a bigger kid bullying him. And so I stepped away from the situation. I started realizing this concept of bullying because it's coming up a lot lately, and there's so many great initiatives out there in organizations. Some nonprofits, some are governmental programs, some are private programs that are doing great things for communities and schools to teach kids about bullying. I realized a couple things. First of all, I remember memories about myself being in a city in Iran called Karaj, and this one kid was bullying me who was 6 years older than me that led to something pretty wild at that event, right? I remember, you know, me growing up coming to Germany, living at a refugee camp. I was the youngest one in my class. I was being bullied by other kids in Germany. Then I remember coming out here, and I was bullied as well initially in the junior high school I went to. And then later on, bullying happens again when you start playing sports for your high school team, or when you get a job, sometimes corporations bully. And matter of fact, nowadays, I think even the government starts bullying some people. They pass laws without wanting to talk to anybody, and they say, executive order, I'm doing this whether you like it or not, right? And so that in itself is a certain sense of bullying, right, when you think about it. So we can sit there and say, well, what can I do to prevent bullying from happening? And quite frankly, the more I think about it, you know, there's a website out there, there's an organization out there called the National Center Against Bullying. There are four different kinds of bullying, right? One is physical bullying, your kid's being pushed or someone keeps hitting them. That happens. I think it happened to a lot of people. It happened to myself when I was a kid. And by the way, many of the UFC fighters and boxers, if you ask them in interviews, there's plenty of websites you can go and study, and some of the interviews, they will tell you the reason why they became a fighter is because they were bullied too often when they were kids. The same thing happens with bodybuilders. The other kind of bullying is verbal bullying, right? Somebody bullies you, just demeaning words to you constantly, making you feel smaller and smaller and smaller. Then nowadays, there is the cyberbullying, which the cyberbullying is very irritating because you got the sexting, you got the texting, you got the Facebook, you got all this stuff that your kids, if you're not connected with them, there's a lot of things that could happen with Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, so many ways for our kids to get bullied on social media. And then you have the covert bullying. You know, I myself, we run a financial firm, and we run a smaller financial firm. We have been growing extremely fast over the last 4 years, but we have a lot of bigger companies that bullies us. I mean, I still have some experiences. I have many good friends from former firms I was a part of, but there's a couple people that still bully us covert. Covert is some of the most deceptive ways of doing it because they do it without you knowing about it, right? They do it behind your back. They pin people against each other. They're very good at it. And I can either go out there and tell somebody, I'm being bullied, I'm being bullied, I'm being bullied, or I need to know that for the rest of my life, I am going to be bullied one way or another. And if I'm not prepared for it, and if I don't sit there and teach my kid to know in life, your daddy's not going to be there all the time. Your mommy's not going to be there all the time, son. There will be boys bigger than you that are two grades ahead of you that will try to bully you. There will be people at your job that will try to bully you for your position by creating rumors about you. There will be people on the sports team that will try to bully you by saying things about you to other people. That is something we can never, ever, ever prevent in our lives. But I think what we could do is, I think we can teach them what to do when somebody tries to bully you physically, right? How to stand up to them. We can teach them how to respond to verbal abuse when someone bullies you, right? And what it means when that other person's bullying you. They're insecure about themselves. They don't feel good about themselves. What they're telling you is really what they see in themselves. So the mindset is being transferred to the kid. We can teach about cyberbullying. Son, be careful when somebody posts the pictures and tells you to put any new pictures on there. Be careful if this happens. If someone's doing this, be careful because the purpose may be this. These are more the conversations we're having. And the covert bullying, unfortunately, you just need to know that sometimes people like to create rumors and gossip and talk behind your back. We can never escape that. But just mentally and emotionally, if we strengthen ourselves, we will never be able to prevent bullying, but we will definitely be a lot stronger when it does happen, how to handle it when it happens in our lives.
Thanks everybody for listening. And by the way, if you haven't already subscribed to Valuetainment on iTunes, please do so. Give us a 5-star, write a review if you haven't already. And if you have any questions for me that you may have, you can always find me on Snapchat, Instagram, Facebook, or YouTube. Just search my name, Patrick Bit-David. And I actually do respond back when you snap me or send me a message on Instagram. With that being said, have a great day today. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.